Have you been wounded by a financial failure? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Allowing a financial setback or mistake to consume our thoughts prevents us from moving on and making ourselves available for future success. We must adopt an attitude of humility and admit that we're not always going to be right. Life will be filled with both successes and failures. Accepting this fact, knowing that the Lord will never leave us or forsake us, makes it easier to move forward and continue on with life. I've learned from my mistakes that repentance, rest, and rejoicing are needed. Repentance is acknowledging what you did wrong and learning from mistakes. Come humbly before the Lord to confess your failures and surrender your future. He's slow to anger and abounding in love. God can always redeem your mistakes for His purpose. Rest in the finished work of Christ, who loved you and gave Himself for you. 1 John 4:18 through 19 says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love." Then rejoice and move forward in hope. Psalm 37:3 through 5 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in Him, and He will act." Repent, rest, and rejoice. Remembering Romans 8:28, "And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose." For more help overcoming financial failure, check out our budget coaching program. It can put you on the road to financial freedom. Go to crown.org and click the Get Help Now tab. You can start right now at crown.org.